This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. A local elementary school is now using a rare teaching tool, one used by just a handful of schools throughout the nation. As KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains, its goal is to save kids' lives.
Fifth graders at Oceano Elementary are practicing how to proceed at a four-way stop on the school's recently completed bicycle course. It's painted on the blacktop and simulates real-life traffic situations. The school participates with San Luis Obispo County's Safe Routes to School program, a product of Rideshare. Sarah Sanders is the organization's program coordinator and oversees schools in the region. She also designed the track.
I made the simulated streets a little bit smaller than a typical bike lane, so these students could practice how to maneuver those, and you know how some streets don't even have bike lanes.
Sanders worked with an Oceano teacher who brought the idea forward after he saw a similar bicycle course in Europe. Ron Walton is the school's principal and says even before the course, Oceano embraced alternative forms of transportation.
What we're doing is getting the educational component in early, which is very appropriate. Kids are kids, and so they need constant practice at doing the right thing on the road. So that's kind of where we think we are. And if we can set a new model for other schools or parks or cities to maybe do this kind of thing in different locations, it can only be good.
There are several alternative transportation programs throughout the country encouraging students to bike or walk to school. Nancy Pullen Suford is the associate director of the National Center for Safe Routes to School, based in North Carolina. She says her organization knows of about 10 of these permanent bicycle courses in the nation, and they are mostly seen in California schools.
Certainly, in a lot of ways, California is a good indicator of the direction that the rest of the country is going. Not in all things, but a lot of the time. So it certainly could be an indicator of that. And also for a good portion of California, though, the weather and in some places the topography make it more possible for bicycling than perhaps in other parts of the country.
Pullen Suford says in communities throughout the country, we're seeing efforts to encourage walking and biking, and one component of that is keeping kids safe. Ways to accomplish that, like practicing bicycle skills, she says, is certainly of increasing interest. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.